1. You seem to have made much progress in oral English. Do you attend any classes?
Yeah, I take lessons twice on weekdays. But from next week on, I'll go to the class on Saturday and Sundays too.
Question. How often will the woman have oral English lessons from next week on?
Do you mind if I borrow your notes?
No, no, of course not. As long as you can make out what I've written.
Question. What does the man mean? Three. Would you like to go to the movie with me tonight?
I'd love to, but I'm just getting over my cold.
Question. What will the man most probably do tonight? Four. I'm afraid we are going to miss the 4 o'clock flight.
Don't worry. We can get our tickets changed for this evening.
Question. What does the man suggest they should do? Five. Do you enjoy life in Manchester?
Yes, indeed. I'm leaving for Chicago or Boston. Anyway, I've never regretted my earlier decision.
Question. Where does the man live now? Six. Could you please tell me if the express AC58 for Melbourne will be on time?
Yes, madam. It should be arriving in 15 minutes.
Question. Who do you think the woman is talking to?
Seven. Sorry to trouble you, but is there any possibility of borrowing a blanket? I feel cold.
I think we've got one. Could you wait until after takeoff, please?
What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
Eight. I heard you caught the flu. How are you feeling today?
I can't complain. After all, I'm out of bed.
Question. How is the man today? Nine. I wish my hair were longer.
Yes. If you had a cut, if only you'd listen to me.
Question. What can you learn from the dialogue? Has Anderson come back from Canada?
Yes, and he liked it so much that only 4 weeks at home, he went back to study French for a year.
Question. What does the conversation tell us about Anderson?